This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to this week's edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this show, we like to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. You can check us out on the web at jeffgaffney.com, or you can visit our Charlottesville Insights fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and we've got lots of real estate information and podcasts of previous shows, so check that out. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Check out their website, movementmortgage.com, and you can get pre-approved before you begin your house hunt in 2014. Well, today is another big Sunday in the early spring real estate market. To shop for your new home today, you can check out today's version of the Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions to homes that are for sale and also the open houses. You can also check out realestate3.com anytime to find your dream home. Today on the show, we have Kathy Garrison with us. Kathy's back on the show. She's leading the Real Estate 3 property management company. Kathy is a native of the area and began her real estate career more than 15 years ago and has a degree in business administration from Radford. After working for close to 10 years in the D.C. area in the real estate investment field, she returned back home to Charlottesville. Kathy specializes in residential and investment properties. We'll talk with Kathy in just a moment about investment property and property management. But first, here's a quick look at this week's national real estate headlines. Two articles I want to talk about. The first one is CNN Money. The title of the article is "The Sunny Outlook for Housing in Upscale Neighborhoods." What the gist of this article is saying is that it's going to be easier to sell your home this year in the upscale neighborhoods. Reason being, the jumbo rates, so it's all about financing, jumbo rates are now closer to conventional loans, and buyers are also now more confident. So in a nutshell, what we're saying here is that financing is now available, and we know that in 2009, 2010, there basically were no jumbo loans available. And so this is fueling kind of the move-up market. In January, the number of U.S. homes selling for $500,000 to $750,000 picked up 15% nationally compared to last year. The time it takes to sell in this price range is also falling in many areas. For buyers, in this article, they say do it now. And they also mention that ARMs, or adjustable rate mortgages, are back and also very affordable. They highlighted that the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage is at 2.93% for a jumbo mortgage. Folks, we haven't seen that in a long, long time, and that will definitely help the move-up market. Now, they also mentioned, for sellers, price, you still have to price your home carefully. With sales of higher-end properties picking up, homes are increasingly stigmatized if they stay on the market too long. They also mentioned the value of an appraisal and a home inspection before you put your home on the market. Quote, you don't want people to feel like your home is a project. Now, on this show, we've talked about that many times, the idea of getting a home inspection before you go on the market and taking care of everything on the punch list. We've also talked about the idea of having a home appraised before it goes on the market. And it's interesting to see that we're now seeing that in some of the national news. One more article to talk about real quick before we take a break. From the Business Insider, Americans are increasingly buying bigger, more expensive homes. As of February, sales of homes priced over $1 million were up 14.4% year over year. The reason? Lenders have been eager to originate jumbo loans. Credit is easing for jumbo borrowers. And the other thing they mentioned is high income borrowers have also become wealthier over the past year, over 13% nationally. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back talking with Kathy Garrison. Please don't go away.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the show today, we have Kathy Garrison. Kathy is leading up the Real Estate 3 property management team. And she's also a top producer with our company, so she's also selling real estate day-to-day. Kathy, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Glad to be here.
We talked about in the intro a little bit that I want to get your opinion on, the CNN Money article that said the sunny outlook for housing in upscale neighborhoods, and then the Business Insider article, Americans are increasingly buying bigger, more expensive homes. Are you seeing that in your kind of day-to-day market? Are you seeing an uptick in the move-up market for you personally?
Yeah, definitely. I think part of that is because I've worked with a large group of first-time home buyers, so that kind of lends to, you know, eventually wanting to move up. So I personally do see that, and I agree. I mean, I think that it is the American society, perhaps, that we live in that is, you know, we're enticed by these types of homes. So, yeah, I definitely agree.
You can also get a really good deal to if you're looking at a home for $500,000 in the Charlottesville Albemarle area. There's a lot of really, really good deals. And so I can see when you have attractive, you have to have attractive pricing to kind of lure the buyer back into the market, because that buyer had been dormant for a while, but now they're coming out again. You have to have attractive pricing, i.e. value, but you also have to have available financing. And I think that's what's starting to kind of turn on the spigot of buyers back again, is they're starting to say, well, you know, is there any financing? And this jumbo financing is back. And I mentioned on the intro to the program is 2009, 2010, there wasn't any jumbo financing.
Right.
And so now you're getting it, and really at attractive rates. So it makes sense to me that that's where the market's headed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've experienced it with my own clients that, you know, a couple of years ago, they were having a hard time they wanted to buy that type of house, but they couldn't because of the financing issue. But you're absolutely right. It's there now and coming back, and that's a good thing for our market.
I think so, too. It is interesting to see that the first-time homebuyer market is a little bit down for the first part of this year. I attribute a lot of that to the weather, and I also attribute a lot of that that interest rates have ticked up a little bit. We're now in the mid-4s for a 30-year fixed. And so I expect the first-time home buyer market to heat up more this year, but it's off to a little bit of a slow start.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think that people are just being a little bit more conservative and easing into the home buying process, which I think is completely responsible. A lot of people are renting when they first got out of college, and instead of jumping right into purchasing a home, which, you know, we can help them with that too.
Let's talk about, that's a perfect intro into, can you tell me about the Real Estate 3 property management program and the team? And you've done a great job getting it started. Give us an update.
Sure. We have been building this division for Real Estate 3 for the past 12 months or so. And we are at a point now where we are fully operational, and we have a great team of people. We have someone that's focused on leasing and marketing the properties, and we have a couple property managers that help us with the day-to-day operations. And of course, I oversee it. And we have a terrific accounting department as well. So we're ready to roll.
I'm a client. You guys are managing a property for me, and I'm very happy. Let's talk about why somebody would need a property manager. I'll go first. I've done it on my own for almost 20 years, rental property, and everything has been great. There's a lot of fantastic tenants out there. Pay their rent on time, take really good care of the property. I got burned one time though. I don't know why. I was blinded by this one. I took a tenant, long story short, who stopped paying rent. And so once you have to go through that eviction process, it can, you know, sour your taste for rental property. I'm still in the game, but what I want to say is it's so important to have a professional that is pre-qualifying your tenants, and that's the part where I slipped up on, and it came back to bite me. You guys do a great job with that. Take us through the importance of pre-qualifying and having professional property management for an investor.
Well, that's probably the most important thing in property management is screening the tenant. If you don't start off on the right foot, then like you said, you're going to end up in a big mess. So we take it very seriously. We have a strong criteria that we follow, and that's the only thing that we base the decision on, as you know, for many reasons. It's very important to stick to that criteria. And once we get everybody approved, we go through the lease process and then get them moved in. So we're pretty comfortable with our process in screening folks, and knock on wood, we don't have too many issues. There always is an exception to the rule, but as long as you follow the letter of the law, so to speak, you're gonna do just fine.
The other thing that's nice, as a real estate investor myself, and I'm a client of Kathy Garrison and Real Estate 3's property management team, is that if there is anything that breaks down in the property, they used to call me, and now they call you. And I'm much happier with them calling you.
I'm sure you are.
luckily, there's not too many things that break down, but it can be, you know, it can be disruptive to your day-to-day schedule, and you guys are the pros at handling things that come up.
Well, thanks. We try to be, and it is, it's definitely something that an owner might not think about when you first buy an investment property or you have a property that you put into the rental pool. You don't think about those little things like maintenance issues or a tenant getting locked out at 2 a.m. on a Friday night, things that, you know, would really disrupt your routine. We're there to handle all that for you.
Well, my next question is about marketing, and we're talking with Kathy Garrison with Real Estate 3 Property Management. In the old days, when I used to basically lease my own properties, in the old days we would put an ad in the back of the Daily Progress and the phone would ring off the hook. That's sort of changed today. You really don't use the classified section so much. I don't want all your trade secrets, but a lot of it's on the web.
Yeah, just like real estate sales. I mean, people are going to the internet to search for homes, regardless of whether they're buying or renting. So that's really where you need to focus. You need to be on the websites that are focused on rental property and finding good qualified tenants.
What is the state of the rental market? We're going to take a break here in just a minute, but what is the state of the rental market right now? Is your phone ringing, or we're a little bit out of season before the phone starts ringing? Because, again, I'm so dated here. Mm-hmm. In the old days, it was all about June, July, and August for your rental season. But stuff rents kind of year-round. In the spring, you get some. Right,
sure.
Right now, well, how do you feel about the rental market in Charlottesville? Still strong?
Oh, absolutely. It is true. You can rent something year-round. You have to tweak your marketing strategy, however. The hot season is still the summer, but, you know, I can rent something for you in the winter. We just have to adjust the strategy a little bit.
And sometimes that means adjust the price, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, for any of our listeners who are thinking about getting into investment property, just remember Kathy Garrison's name. She's a real professional, does a terrific job, and I think you'll be really well served to have Kathy as your representative. Kathy, but I will say this to any of our listeners that are thinking about getting in, is try to have your leases terminate in the summertime. It is far more difficult to lease, as we were just saying. You can lease year-round, but if you get a tenant that moves out at Thanksgiving, yeah, boy, it can be a couple of months before you get full again.
Right, after the first of the year, probably.
But if you can keep it in the season, in that cycle, June, July, August, keep your leases expiring and turn it over, and hopefully you don't have to turn it over, but if you do have to turn it over, there's a much greater volume of tenants is what I found. It's still the case,
absolutely,
I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. And a lot of owners think, oh, I've got to get a 12-month lease.
Right.
But really, it would serve you better to look at when your lease is going to expire.
Yes.
And offer flexible lease terms.
Right. So I would almost go short term if I had to get something to kick into the summer expiration, or as you're probably thinking, go instead of if something was going to expire in March, go an extra 12 months plus 3 months, go 15-month lease,
right,
to get it back into that cycle. Well,
yeah,
we're going to take a break, talk again with Kathy Garrison. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break and be right back in
Jeff
just a
Gaffney,
moment.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Tree.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. Realestate3.com.
My name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/MikeB.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. NC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Hey, welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us on the program today, we have Kathy Garrison. She's a real pro when it comes to investment property and property management. Kathy, let's talk about the investor market here in the greater Charlottesville area. Still a lot of folks looking to buy investment property, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get phone calls all the time looking for good deals. That's what people want. But sure, there's definitely a market for it.
Let me, for any of our listeners that are thinking about buying investment property, one of the reasons you should call Kathy Garrison, she's great to work with, she's a real pro, but she's an expert on investment property, but she also has a book of potential tenants. So you, if you buy a property with Kathy, you can buy something that is pre-leased. And as we were talking about earlier on the show, getting a tenant into investment property, probably getting the right tenant in, is probably the most important part of the whole investment property program.
Absolutely, because the reason that you buy investment property is so that you can have your expenses covered and hopefully have a little cash flow. So you're not going to get that unless you have the right tenant in place to be sure to pay their rent every month.
Right. And for our listeners, I would say, you know, I've done it myself. Don't do it yourself. Go ahead and call Kathy and let her take care of you. It makes your life so much easier. Let me ask you, what are buyers looking for today for investment property? Years past, they love being down around the university but now you're dealing with some student housing and there's ups and downs to that. What do you think is hot right now for investment property? What are buyers looking for today?
Well, I think the university area is still a hot market and probably will always be. In addition, they like the downtown area. Belmont is a hot neighborhood. I've sold some property over there to investors, and they love it because it's easy to rent. Tenants like to be in that neighborhood because it's close to downtown. You can walk to the mall. And it's close to 64, and it's just a short drive to UVA. So it's an ideal location for the tenant.
You kind of said the key phrase there, that I think investors are looking for properties that are easy to rent.
Right.
And so that was kind of the phrase that jumped out at me. For me personally, everybody has their niche. I've stayed away from the university market. I have gone more into, I guess you would kind of suburban market, suburban Charlottesville, if you will. It just has worked for me. But the key, what I've done, I'm not the handiest guy you'll ever find. And so I know that's hard to believe. But I've ended up purchasing mostly new or newer properties for investment property. And now you can buy newer, for instance, nice new townhomes, nice new, smaller, single-family homes, and you can pretty much get it to the point where, I mean, the prices are good and the rates are low enough that you can create a formula where, as you said before, where your rent will cover your monthly costs. And if you know that you have a newer property, you have a little sense of relief in that it's under warranty. It's usually easy to rent because, and I want to talk about that in a second, kind of the state of some rental properties. Mm-hmm. But I've found that the tenants like new, and for me as an owner, I know that I'm probably not looking at a heat pump or gas furnace replacement for 10 or 15 years. And so I have a period of time where I can kind of get my rhythm with the property. And so new has worked for me. What do you think about that, Kathy Garrison, buying new property for investment?
Well, I think there's real logic in that, especially if you are a new investor. Not that you are, but a lot of people that are just getting into the game would probably find comfort in buying a newer property because, like you said, there are less issues to deal with. You know, for a more seasoned investor, I would say they're probably looking for a property where they're going to have maybe a little fixing up to do, and then they're going to, through the proper renovations, they're going to find that they have some forced appreciation with that property. So it just depends. It depends on the investor. But there's definitely, you know, a property out there for everyone.
What do you get in terms of reaction from people? Where I'm headed with this is the condition of rental properties. Kind of, I'm being real general with this statement, but we get a lot of folks that are new to town and they want to rent. Mm-hmm. But they go out and look at the rental pool, and sometimes you can walk into some rental property that's really not well cared for.
Right.
And so they kind of run back to us, or if we're showing it to them, or they come back and say, well, you know, I checked out the rental side. What do you have that we could purchase? You know, kind of forces them into a purchase situation. Is in general... What do you say about that?
Yeah, I think the condition of rental property is something that's changing. You know, I grew up in the business, and when my father and grandfather were doing this, buying property and renting it out, condition was not as much of an issue back then. This was decades ago. You know, in fact, they wouldn't even provide appliances. The tenant would have to bring their own appliances. You know, that has definitely changed. And with more competition, such as all of the new apartment communities that are being built around town, you know, those are nice, new, shiny rental properties. And because of that, investors, landlords have to be aware, and they have to make sure that their properties are in good condition. And that's something that we focus on at Real Estate 3 Property Management. Making sure that the condition is good.
For any of our listeners that are thinking about getting into investment property, I've found even in the worst of situations, when you have to turn a property over, meaning switch from one tenant to the next, new carpet or clean carpet,
mm-hmm.
new is great. New carpet and fresh paint makes, you can...
Sure.
You can bring a property back into show condition with it's not that expensive to do. So I just want to give hope for any of our investors out there that are saying, oh boy, I know I have this changeover coming, but fresh carpet, fresh paint,
right.
and landscaping makes a big difference. It's somewhat similar to if you're selling a home. It really has to be in good condition.
Absolutely. Of course, with property management, we have a process that we go through with the tenant move out. So a lot of it is put back on the tenant. They're expected to leave the property in the same condition that they found it. So hopefully you'll alleviate a lot of those problems.
We are running out of time, and I have a couple of questions that came in. I want to see if I can get one question in before the end here. Michael and Ivy wrote in on our Facebook fan page, I own a rental property. My tenant has not paid in 3 months. What are my options? Gee, Kathy, you have 90 seconds to give us an answer. That's not fair. I'd say call Kathy.
Yeah, give me a call and we can talk about your options.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to help you.
Yeah. It can be a little bit painful, but if you call Kathy Garrison, she can guide you through the process. And the most important thing to start with is to at least get knowledge on your side. So, and that would be Kathy Garrison. This is Charlottesville Insights. Kathy Garrison, thank you so much for being on the show. Remember to check out realestate3.com. for a whole host of open houses that are open today. And then you can also call Kathy Garrison if you're thinking about getting into investment property. Kathy, thank you again so much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeff.
This is Charlottesville Insights. Check us out, jeffgaffney.com. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you all next week.